In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our text is the scripture reading you just heard. The grumbling of the Israelites, the sulking of Jonah, the lamentations of Jeremiah, the self-vindication of Job, all remind us that it is hard to live by faith. Our expectations do not always coincide with God's plans. And so we fluctuate between faith and little faith. We feel the need of crutches for our faith. Perhaps the crutch of good fortune. A woman of 50 had lived a reasonably happy life, brought up in a Christian home. She married, had children, lived in comfortable circumstances. Then suddenly, disaster struck. Her husband lost his executive position. She became seriously ill. The bottom seemed to drop out of things. And she blamed God for what had happened. Her faith needed the crutch of good fortune. Or maybe the crutch of familiar surroundings. A young man left his community, Christian home, local church, to enter a large university. There, for the first time, he encountered people with atheistic and hedonistic views who cared not at all about what he did or where he went. His faith began to fade. His faith needed the crutch of familiar surroundings. And then there's the crutch of empirical evidence. When bills pile up, illness strikes, tensions rise, we want evidence that God is helping us, proof that God cares about us. Our faith requires the hard data of deliverance. What is so remarkable is that Mary needed no such crutches. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. The message of the text is that you and I don't need such crutches either. For Mary's God is our God, a God of mercy and a God of might. Mary was greatly troubled when she saw the angel, but God assured Mary of his mercy. Through Gabriel, God said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Mary didn't deserve any favors from God, much less to be the mother of the Son of God. She wasn't sinless. Yet God singularly honored this poor young Jewish maiden from a nondescript village by letting her become the mother of his own son. Not only would Mary be the mother of the Son of God, but this son would be her Savior. You will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will reign. And of his kingdom there will be no end. In her consternation and unworthiness, God was merciful to Mary. This assurance of mercy strengthened Mary's faith so that she needed no crutches. God has assured us also of his mercy. Jesus has come and shown his greatness by atoning for our sins. through Jesus Christ, God's and Mary's Son, we have found favor with God. Yet it's hard to believe that God would show mercy to sinners like us. Isn't there something in us that prompts God's mercy? After all, we've decided to forsake everything and to serve the Lord in the ministry. We're not perfect, but we're quite dedicated and humble and religious. We're pretty good at devising crutches to make ourselves worthy of God's mercy. But God's mercy isn't dependent on what we are or do or intend to do. Already in our helpless infancy, in our baptism, God came to us and said, "You have found favor with God. You're my child. I'm your father. That's my promise, and I will not break it." God continues to shower his mercy on us through the word of the gospel, through holy absolution and holy communion. God says, despite your insistence on crutches by which you rationalized your sin and minimized my mercy, I forgive you. I accept you. You're mine. With that kind of a merciful God, who needs crutches? Yet it seemed that despite God's assurance of mercy, Mary might have needed crutches. She asked, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" As if she were looking for a sign, for some evidence. But then God assured her of his might. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." God, through his power, would accomplish what seemed impossible to Mary. God had already accomplished what seemed impossible for Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. In her old age, well past the time of childbearing, had conceived and would bring forth a son. Nothing is impossible for God. This assurance of God's might bolstered Mary's faith so that she needed no crutches. God is still the same mighty God. He's not confined to a time long ago. He is with us now, at this seminary, in our home, in the noise of the city, or in the quiet of the countryside. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Yet it's hard to trust even this mighty God. Perhaps you've heard the saying, it comes from colonial times, "Trust in God and keep your powder dry." The idea was to trust God first, but that didn't prevent a person from being alert and prepared for the dangers of the day. We sometimes reverse the saying. We say first, "Keep your powder dry. Watch out for the dangers around you. Make yourself as secure as possible, and then trust God." So trust in God is often nothing more than a side bet. We act as if blind chance or the power of man or technology or nature were in control. These become crutches. And we reserve a little corner where we acknowledge God and hope that he will help us in the end. Have you gone through times when your life was such a mess that you wondered whether even God could help? All we can do, like Mary, is to hang in there with that God. He's mightier than we realize, and he will respond, even if unpredictably. God comes to us on many tracks, but is limited to none of them. When one avenue is blocked, another closed, he finds a way to reach us. He's working for us in all the experiences of our lives. He can turn our tragedies into triumphs. He can bring blessing through the most ordinary events. The green pastures may for a while be closed to us. The still waters a distant mirage. But he finds us in the valley of the shadow. And we need fear no evil. For have you not known, have you not heard, that the everlasting Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary? So whether we're experiencing good or bad fortune, whether we're in familiar or in unfamiliar surroundings, whether we have or do not have evidence corroborated by our senses, it doesn't matter. Mary's God is our God too, a God of mercy and a God of might. With such a God, who needs crutches? Amen.